is the door out of a destructive, praise God, negative attitude. Amen. I mentioned last week when that minister came here and ministered to us. Yes. Praise God. When she talked about just tell them. Yes. Amen. And she talked about the fact that not being influenced, praise God, by what other folk think of us. Amen. Don't you know, praise God, that with God on your side, amen, you can move a mountain, right? Amen. You may not be able to read, praise God, as well as somebody else. You may not be able to sing as well as somebody else, praise God, but God has given you something, praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Uh-oh. Now I got to come down here. Let me come on down. It's not about the man that's in the gas station that's behind the window. It's not his problem. He got a job. He probably ain't making but $7, $8, $10 an hour. And you mad, you making more money than he making. And you mad at the man. Uh-oh. Make it over here. This is my live crew on this side. So what we look at in tough times is that there are situations that's going to arise that you don't like, but the grace of God is sufficient and God will help you through it if you keep the faith. Touch the person next to you and say, keep the faith. Come on, tell them, say, keep the faith now. It's going to get tough, but keep the faith. You got to keep the faith. You can't just go get wobbly and all distressed and all of that. Honey, let me tell you, our poor parents lived through worse times than what we're living through. And they made it, and we're going to make it. By the grace of God, we're going to make it. Tough time. We're living in tough time. So look at the economy and all of that. You know, but one thing about it, God have all of the money. Now, I'm not saying he's going to open up the windows and pull you out, just let it fall down in your hands. That's what you're praying for. Stop praying that prayer. Lord, open up the windows of heaven and just let that money just fall down. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. All right? People quote that all the time. All your prosperity preachers are preaching that. The wealth of the wicked laid up for the righteous. God ain't giving no lazy righteous person nothing. The lazy righteous person don't get no job, not diligent, and don't have no wisdom, he ain't getting nothing. I'm just waiting on, Lord, the wealth of the wicked, laid up for the righteous. Some of the wicked folks done worked, they done worked hard, they done been faithful, they done all the things that are right, and God just blessed them, and you think God gonna take their money and give it to you? No, sir. Here's another thing. Troubled times causes us that know God to pray. And people are praying now that have not been praying seriously in a long time. God knows how to get us to pray. You say, well, God ain't doing this. Let me tell you something. There's nothing that happens in the earth that God is not aware of. God can deal with our situation. Whatever your situation is, God can get to you so that you can pray. You say, well, why should I pray if God know about it? Because God wants you to know. God is not unaware of what's going on in your life. But you know what God does? He wants you to recognize that you need him. He wants you to recognize who your source is. He wants you to recognize where your power comes from. He wants you to recognize that he is the Almighty. Somebody say Almighty. We're living in troubled times, and in troubled times, not only do we need to pray, not only does God call with us to pray, but we also, in troubled times, have to deal with our own personal, personality. Not only do we need to pray, but we've got to deal with our own personality. Sometimes in situations like this, you know, you get angry, you get mad, all your expression shows up on your face. Have you seen people that are, when they're going through trouble, you know, they got this, you got a troubled face, you know. I have one witness. When trouble hits you, you got a troubled face so that you want everybody to feel sorry for you. Uh-oh. It's going to get tough, Brother Rodney. It's going to get tough, but I think we're going to make it, though. But people want other people to feel sorry for them. They don't want to do anything for themselves. They want you to do everything for them. Baby, just pray for me, pray for me. You turn your plate down, pray for your own self. We're going to pray with you, but there's something you got to do too. Deal with your personal life. Get your personal life straight in troubled times. We're living, let me tell you what, we're living in troubled times as never before, but you got to deal with your personal life. Get it on track. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I can get up here and tell you all about what the Holy Ghost is going to do and all of that. But honey, let me tell you something. Holy Ghost ain't going to do no more and no less than what you are able to produce your own self. He's not going to take over your mind and body and will and cause you to do anything that you are not willing to do yourself. You got to be willing. You got to get down to business yourself. We're living in troubled time. And Daniel here, we look at it and he says, "Deed, there's going to be an increase." Woo! Let me look at Daniel here right quick. Y'all still got your Bible open? You don't have to have it open, but he talks about it right here. And he says, the latter part of verse 1, he said, there will be trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to this time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everybody say delivered.
Delivered.
Whenever God's people get in trouble, God always figure out a way. I say he figured out, but he already got a way. He already got the way already made for you. If you can just endure to the end. Some folk get right to the deliverance and quit. You got to work on through it. It's tough. It's hard. You know, how many of y'all ever been out of a job? Okay. Few people have been out of a job. A lot of people have been out of a job and wanting a job. Looked like you wasn't going to get one. All right. See, I had two or three witnesses. But do you have one now? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you do in that time when you didn't have one? And you looking for one. You kept looking. You kept sending out resumes. You say, well, this don't pay enough. But when time get hard enough, you'll take that one that you said wouldn't pay enough. It's steady. It's steady. It don't pay enough. But let me tell you something. If you take the one, I'm not saying that you got to take every low-paying job that comes your way, but God will give you wisdom to take the one that he's going to bless you on to raise you up. Woo! Somebody ought to hear that. Somebody sitting there waiting on that $20 an hour job and they ain't got 15 cents worth of brains. You know, they ain't got knowledge. You know, they think they worth $20 an hour. They got 15 cents worth of brains. They want a $20 an hour job. Can't even get up in the morning. Oh, let me leave that alone. I'm digging. I'm messing with y'all. I'm messing with y'all, right? Mm-hmm. No, this is it. You know, I wouldn't take that kind of job. You know, don't let other folk talk you out of your blessing. They don't know what your needs are. Are they paying your bills? Don't let folks say, well, they got a thing that they do now anyway. They tell you that you're overqualified anyway. I don't know how anybody without a job can be overqualified for a job. That's just as stupid as I don't know what. How can you be overqualified and you don't have a job? Right. All they said is, I don't want to hire you because when something better come along, you're going to leave here. Right. Well, they ought to know that by anybody. Am I right? Oh, I'm just talking practical good sense this morning. You know, you go to a job and you work there and things are going good and you're there and God opens up another door, you'll be a fool not to go. God opened the door. I didn't say nobody else. I said, God opened the door for you. You're going to take what God opens for you and bless the other folks. Say, man, I so thank you. I so appreciate what you've done for me. I bless this company and I'm moving on right now. I got to go. I want you to know that we're living in troubled times. Troubled times, because though he said, God will always what? Deliver. He will deliver. You're facing tragedy right now, whatever, God is still a deliverer. You're having heartaches and pain right now, God is still a deliverer. And I say, God, the reason I say God is that God will give you what you need to do to be the deliverer. I heard a song the other day, and I kind of listen to these songs, and a lot of them don't make no sense. They just make you feel good and think you're up where you ought not, where they make you think you're up there when you're really not up there. And a lot of them just don't do it. God is going to give you shoes, and God is going to get you out of this, and God is going to do this. You know what? I listened to that song, and I said, if they don't get a job, and if somebody don't bless them, because God ain't going to send no shoes down from heaven. You better go to Payless, Wally World, Target. You know, then you can move on up to the J. Renee and all that, when I say J. Renee, the women know what I'm talking about. Okay, let me move on. Trouble times. God will help us and deal with the toughness of the trouble times. Let me get through with this. Not only did he say about trouble times, but in verse 4, we skip down to verse 4, but I want to get down to verse 4. But he says, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. What do you mean knowledge is going to increase? Today, what do we have? We got computers. People are smarter today than they ever were. But they're so much ignorant in the ways of God. People are smart. I mean, technology is just running. I mean, it's just faster than you can think something is happening. Just faster than you can think things are changing. Every day. Times we're living in troubled times and tough times, but we're also living in a busy time when everybody got something to do. You're sitting here now and you're already thinking of what I'm gonna do when I get out of here. And, I ain't going to dive also, but let me go to Luby's, let me go to the restaurant, let me go to this place that where I'm gonna eat at, It's already your mind is already figured. You ain't worried about nothing I'm saying. Busy times. Everybody's busy. Let me tell you something. And it's fact. When you look at people, everybody's busy. Everybody's time means something to them. You busy doing this? You busy doing that? You so busy until when you lay down and sleep, your brain is still, you're just still thinking in your sleep. Every time you wake up, you're thinking about what you ought to do, what you should have done, what you could have done, what you didn't do. It's just all the time your mind is just running. You wake up in the middle of the night. You wake up early in the morning. You take a nap in the daytime. It's what you didn't do. Busy times. We're busy times. How many of you really figure out that you have enough time to do whatever you want to do? Most people never can get done what they want to get. Am I right? When you finish doing whatever you've done, there's always something else to do. So you never get through. We're living in busy times. It's tough times. It's busy times.